It's that time of the show where we here at Rosie on the House take a look inside the internet machine and our phone messaging machine to see what it is you, the Arizona homeowners, are spending the most amount of time and effort to try and get answers to from us this past week. And we're always surprised what that topic might be. But the most asked question at Rosie on the House was, what strategies are the proper strategies to use in attic ventilation? Ooh boy, I could go a long time on this one, y'all. And I know for those of you that live in a home with an attic, you've probably stuck your head up there in the middle of the summer by accident or looking for something. And you come to the realization, this attic in July and August can be 140 plus degrees. Some attics even get hotter than that. So intuitively, you jump to the conclusion, how can I cool this attic off? It must be costing me a fortune in my air conditioning bill to try and keep the inside of the house cool with this hot radiator sitting right on top of my ceiling. Well, folks, I can tell you, there are several utility companies in Arizona that have all come to exactly the same conclusion, that the hot attics and the heat that that transfers into your house only accounts for about 10% of your air conditioning load in the middle of the summer. I know you may find that hard to believe, but it's the absolute truth. That hot attic isn't hardly costing you anything. So why on earth would you spend hundreds or thousands of dollars with custom products or paints or tactics to throw up there for the sake of saving money? You may come to the realization, oh, my attic is cooler now, but I promise you, you won't be saving money. One of the most common questions I'm asked is, how about ventilating that attic? Surely, if I suck that hot air out, it's going to help. Well, if you have a properly engineered ventilation system, once you turn that exhaust fan on to evacuate the hot air from the attic, the law of physics is going to make that attic space look for other air to make up what air you're sucking out. Invariably, virtually every time, y'all, when you turn that fan on, it's sucking the air-conditioned air out of the inside of your home through the kitchen exhaust hood, through the bathroom exhaust fans, through the junction boxes in the middle of the bedrooms where the ceiling fan is mounted, around the recessed cans. Every hole inside your ceiling now becomes a little vacuum that is vacuuming the air you already spent money to cool off and sucking it up into the attic. Okay, so your attic may be 10 or 15 degrees cooler, but it's not because you're ventilating it. It's because now you're air conditioning it. That isn't going to reduce your air conditioning load. That's going to increase your air conditioning load. I can't tell you the number of houses I've been to where folks who come from the Midwest and they're accustomed to these whole house exhaust fans and whole house ventilation fans bring that technology and that experience with what they've had back in the Midwest and bring it out here. They install it. They turn that fan on, and at the end of the first month or the second month, they throw in the towel and they say, something's got to be wrong. I'm ventilating my attic, and my air conditioning bill's gone up 50%. Well, now you know why. You're creating negative pressure in the attic that must be made up from somewhere. Now, in a properly engineered system, that air is going to be made up from the outside, but it's always going to draw from wherever is the easiest to draw from. So I would tell you, generally, when people ask me about ventilating their attic, they're wanting to reduce their air conditioning load in the summer. I will tell you that isn't the place to start. If you want to increase your comfort and save money on your power bill, the first place you're going to want to start is shade. Shade your outside walls, especially any place you've got doors and windows, and knock the direct sunlight off of your house as much as possible. That will cool the outside temperature of your house about 15 to 20 degrees. Your windows are your biggest load on your air conditioning system. And if you can shade them with landscaping or sunscreens, you are going to be seeing a return on investment. So when I'm asked about attic ventilation, I always try and get to the real heart of the problem. Why are you really asking me that question? And if it's to reduce your air conditioning load, increase your comfort, and drive down your utility bill, don't waste money in the attic. You make sure you've got an R30 or an R38 on top of your ceiling installed correctly. That's much more important than ventilating or throwing up any of those other gimmicks or toys that you may see at the home show that I wouldn't tell you you should spend a dime.